From Spark and Anvil and ActiveForge, this is Rally in Chapter 1 of the ActiveForge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Rally is a jackrabbit kid, lean and long-legged, warm sandy brown with tall listening ears, in loose comfy clothes and a breezy practice vest. On the vest is a little picture of a wavy line that dips low and then climbs back up, over and over. Her breath map, showing how effort comes in waves. Rally never sprints off as fast as she can. She settles into a steady, breathing rhythm and holds it. And when the tired hits, she doesn't panic. She rides it. The second wind is real, she says. Spend, recover, spend again. She teaches the effort wave, the idea that endurance isn't one long grind through pain. It's learning that tired comes in waves, and if you slow just a little and keep breathing, the go comes back. Everybody thinks the first tired means stop, she says, but the first tired is just a wave. Breathe through it, and the next stretch feels easy again. Rally learned the effort wave the hard way, at the bottom of a long hill. When I was little, she says, we ran a long loop around the meadow, and I bolted out front as fast as my legs would go. And halfway up the big hill, my chest was burning, and my legs were jelly, and I stopped, gasping, and walked the rest dead last. I decided I just wasn't built for going far. She'd started to believe some kids had endless engines, and she'd run out early. Then an old hare named Uncle Loam jogged up beside her, slow and easy, breathing in a calm rhythm. You spent everything in the first minute, he said kindly. Slow down to where you can still breathe out a whole sentence. When the tired wave comes, don't stop. Just ease off a hair and breathe. It passes. Rally tried it the next day, a slower, breathing pace, and when the burning came, she didn't quit. She softened and breathed through it, and after a minute, the burning faded, and her legs felt light again, and she finished the whole loop still running. I couldn't believe it, Rally says. The tired wasn't the end. It was a wave. On the other side of it, there was more go, waiting. Nobody had ever told me to wait for the second wind. That was the day Rally decided her job would be to teach the effort wave, because endurance isn't an engine some are born with. It's a rhythm and a little patience that everybody can learn. One warm afternoon, the cast ran the metal loop together, and Kick shot out front like a rocket. Then, halfway up the hill, doubled over, hands on her knees, chest heaving. I'm done, she wheezed. I can't. My legs are jelly. She looked ready to sit right down in the grass and quit. Rally jogged up beside her at her own steady breathing pace, ears bobbing. You spent it all at the start, she said gently. But this tired's a wave. Don't sit. Just slow down and breathe. Kick shook her head, gulping air. Breathe out, long and slow, like you're fogging a window, Rally said, and showed her, jogging in place, easy and calm, chest loose, ease off till you can still talk. The go comes back, I promise. Just ride the wave, Kick straightened up, slowed to a shuffle, and pushed out one long, shaky breath. Then another, she kept moving, barely, breathing, breathing, and after a minute, the burning in her chest cooled. Her legs stopped screaming, and a little spring crept back into her stride. Her eyes went wide. It came back. I've got go again. The second wind, Rally grinned, loping beside her. Everybody's got one. You just have to breathe through the first tired to find it, Coach Echo called from the meadow's edge. The effort wave. Tired isn't a wall. It's a wave you ride, and it belongs to everybody, Rally made sure to say. Every kid's heart and lungs get stronger the same way. So it's never about being born with an endless engine. It's about pacing and breathing and trusting the wave. People everywhere ride it. A marathon runner settling into a rhythm. A swimmer counting strokes. A drummer holding a long, steady beat. All different. All the same wave.
So I'm not weak-lunged? Kick asked, still breathing hard, but grinning now.
You just sprinted when you should have sailed, Rally said warmly. Nobody runs out for good. Some kids just haven't met their second wind yet. Kick eased into a steady, breathing jog beside Rally, and for the first time, finished the whole loop still running, and a warm, proud, deep-down glad feeling filled her chest, steady as her breath. It wasn't about being the fastest off the line anymore, or having a bottomless engine, or being built for it. It felt good, patient and strong and lasting, to know the tired was just a wave, and there was always more go on the other side. That warm, quietly proud, I kept going feeling, a body learning it could carry itself further than it feared, was to Rally the very best thing to run beside a friend for.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Rally. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.